It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, February 9th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan softball off to a perfect 4-0 start to the season as they would pick up wins in Sioux Center, Iowa. Couple on Friday, they defeated York, Nebraska 10-9 and Culver Stockton out of Missouri 7-0. Then on Saturday, the Tigers would shut out Mount Mercy 7-0 and then defeat to Mayville State 6-5. Up next, Dakota Wesleyan softball travels to Aberdeen this week. They'll take on Northern States Thursday for a doubleheader. That starts at 1 p.m. Dakota Wesleyan baseball, they were at home this weekend at Drake Field. They picked up a pair of wins on Saturday versus Valley City State, winning game one, 1-0 over 12 innings, and then winning the second game 3-2. In game one, Alexander Mizak threw 7 shutout innings, allowing only 2 hits, while Braden Cherry, he threw 5 shutout innings of relief to pick up the win along with 9 strikeouts. Then on Sunday, Valley City State would sweep the doubleheader, winning 1-0 and 6-3. So the Tigers, they start the season 2-2. They travel to Joplin, Missouri this weekend as they will take on Clark out of Iowa starting at Saturday at noon for a doubleheader. Dakota Wesleyan men's wrestling would lose a pair of duels over the weekend in Crete, Nebraska. They would lose to Hastings on Saturday 40-12 and also to number 16th ranked Concordia 32-16. Dakota Wesleyan wrestling gets ready for the GPAC Championships next Friday, February 20th and Saturday the 21st in Orange City, Iowa. SDSU softball, they finished 4-1 in Commerce, Texas over the weekend to open up the year. The Jackrabbits would pick up wins over Texas Southern, Bucknell, and East Texas A&M while losing to Stephen F. Austin on Friday 7-6. SDSU would then avenge that loss. They defeated Stephen F. Austin yesterday 4-3. Jackrabbits will be at Baylor tomorrow night for a single game in Waco, Texas at 5 p.m. SDSU wrestling, they would lose to 14th ranked Northern Iowa yesterday, 19-13 at home. Jackrabbits now 12-4 in duels this season. They get ready to host the Jackrabbit Open in Brookings coming up this Sunday at 11 a.m. And USD softball, they would go 2-3 to start the season. They were at the Bearcat Classic in Huntsville, Texas. Coyotes picked up a 2-1 win on Saturday versus Sam Houston. They would also pick up a 5-2 victory yesterday versus Creighton. The Coyotes travel to Phoenix this weekend for 5 games starting on Friday, the first of which versus Northern Colorado and Sacramento State. Also, North Dakota State moving to the FBS level for football. Reports say the Bison have finalized an agreement to join the Mountain West Conference for football only starting this fall. The school is expected to pay nearly $12 million to join the conference, which is in addition to $5 million they'll have to pay the NCAA to move to FBS. The move, expected to be announced officially later today, will leave FCS football without their most dominant team, as the Bison have won 10 of the past 15 national championships. It now gives the Mountain West 10 football teams for 2026. North Dakota State joins Northern Iowa, Texas El Paso, Hawaii, Air Force, also Nevada, New Mexico, Wyoming, San Jose State, and UNLV. And that's a look at your sports for Monday, February 9th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.